First down, Saints.
Here we were, and we were back. And boy, you couldn't keep us away. And we were not going to be denied that game.
You get goosebumps just because of you see and remember some of the pictures, and remember some of the things that were quote unquote said to happen in that dome, and to be able to reopen it. And to see the tears and emotions over our fans.
You could feel it. You could feel the excitement. And then they start the pregame show, and the lights are off. And I said, it just caught up everybody.
When I realized that they had changed the lyrics and the Saints are coming, was being sung. There couldn't have been a dry eye in the place.
Game started, everybody kind of got in their modes, but you could feel the energy the whole time. And then, of course, from the block punt.
Here's Kane in the punt, and it's blocked. It's going inside the five, and it is going to be covered by the Saints for a touchdown.
It was just like a shotgun blast inside the Superdome, and it caused the place to erupt. And still to this day, I don't think I've ever heard the Superdome louder than it was that moment.
It was just kind of like, it was so fast. I saw it. I didn't exactly know what was happening right then, but I knew right after what was happening. And someone was like, that was Steve.
He was made for that game. Yeah, this was the kind of a game that Gleason was built for.
You couldn't have written a better script, and it just happened. And the way it happened, guy blocks the kick, the game. It was unbelievable night, just unbelievable.
You know, Jimmy Moore was the coach of the Falcons. A good friend of mine. I called him the next day, and I said, you never had a chance. Coming into that atmosphere, it was no way. It was no way they were going to win that game.
There were places throughout New Orleans where there were groups of people huddled around television sets in semi-destroyed neighborhoods that all of a sudden had that cheer, had that feeling they hadn't felt for a year.
That was really, I think, the turning point in New Orleans coming back after Katrina. We did that. We could do anything. And it all came together that one night, that one Monday night in New Orleans.
The crowd that night was the greatest, the most electrifying I can remember, really. It still breaks me up.